Ezekiel shown abominations in the temple. While Jeremiah continued to bear testimony in the land of Judah, the prophet Ezekiel was raised up among the captives in Babylon to warn and to comfort the exiles. Ezekiel made plain the folly of trusting the predictions of an early return to Jerusalem. He also was instructed to foretell by a variety of symbols the siege and destruction of Jerusalem. In the sixth year of the reign of Zedekiah, the Lord revealed to Ezekiel some of the abominations being practiced in Jerusalem, even within the inner court of the Lord's house. See, those who should have been spiritual leaders, elders of the house of Israel, RSV, were seen offering incense before the idolatrous representations introduced into hidden chambers within the temple court. The Lord seeth us not, they blasphemously declared. The prophet was shown women weeping for Tammuz, and about 25 men, with their backs toward the temple of the Lord, and their faces toward the east, and they worshipped the sun toward the east. Now the glorious being who accompanied Ezekiel throughout this astonishing vision inquired of the prophet, "Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? Mine I shall not spare, neither will I have pity, and though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them." Through Jeremiah the Lord had declared, "Both prophet and priest are profane, yea, in my house have I found their wickedness." In the closing narrative of Zedekiah's reign, this charge of violating the temple was repeated. All the chief of the priests, and the people, transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of the Lord which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. The day of doom for the kingdom of Judah was fast approaching. Again the word of the Lord came to Ezekiel, "Son of man, what is this proverb that you have about the land of Israel, saying, every vision comes to naught? Therefore say to them, the word which I speak will be performed, says the Lord God," RSV. Foremost among those rapidly leading the nation to ruin was Zedekiah their king. Forsaking the counsels of the Lord, forgetting the debt of gratitude he owed Nebuchadnezzar, violating his solemn oath of allegiance taken in the name of the God of Israel, Judah's king rebelled against the prophets, against his benefactor, and against his God. In his own wisdom he turned to the ancient enemy of Israel, sending his ambassadors into Egypt, that they might give him horses and much people. "Will he succeed?" the Lord inquired. "Can a man escape who does such things? Can he break the covenant and yet escape? Pharaoh with his mighty army and great company will not help him in war. Because he despised the oath and broke the covenant, because he gave his hand and yet did all these things, he shall not escape," RSV. "Remove the diadem," the Lord decreed, "and take off the crown. Not until Christ himself should set up his kingdom was Judah again to have a king. I will overturn, 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 it," was the divine edict concerning the throne, "and it shall be no more, until he come whose right it is, and I will give it him."